why should I, as a parent, why should I care, or as a consumer?
Because there's a lot of great technology out there, and a lot of that technology is starting to track all kinds of data about how kids are interacting with the tech, what kids are viewing, what kinds of data are they providing. You know, big trend in this market is kids being able to upload photos of themselves or their creations and then embellish them and put artwork around it and then share it with all kinds of people or even publish it to a community where it can be viewed by everyone. And so that raises all kinds of questions amongst parents. Are my kids safe? Who's going to see their data? Who's going to see their creations? And similarly, now with the app-connected toys that are flooding the market, there's a lot of concern about what data is being tracked as children interact with these offline games, which have an online component, right? So you've seen fears in the industry about Hello Barbie. You know, there's a talking Barbie, and that talking Barbie can track your audio and then respond based on what you say to that Barbie. So if you like, you know, to eat fruit, they can potentially respond to you with a customized message about that. And so obviously the marketing concerns that come along with that have been front and center on the minds of mainly media watchdog groups more than anything. But I think a lot of those fears are overblown. The kids industry is where we want the innovation happening. We want kids companies offering great toy experiences for kids. If we don't have those experiences being offered by the companies that have built themselves up to build content and play experience for kids, they're going to end up on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, Snapchat, the places where they're not intended to be. And so we need to foster that innovation and allow kids to engage with those products.
Now, I thought a lot of this was covered through this legal structure called COPPA.
Yes, it is to a degree, and that's part of the challenge. It's a big challenge, really. You know, there was talk in this conference about how do we foster social play, right? So a lot of the app experiences have mostly been siloed, right? It's kid app, kid device, and there's no social play. Part of the reason for that is because to have social play, there needs to be two devices talking to each other and kids being able to interact with kids from other places in the world. And that is regulated heavily by COPPA. And so, unfortunately, the COPPA regulation has stifled the ability for kids' companies to offer the social collaboration that I think would be good for technology, would make parents feel better about their kids using these devices. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's there, and it's a framework which has to be dealt with. You know, and I think there are many workarounds to make sure that you're still compliant.
Is there anything parents should know about that sort of when they buy apps or look like they buy get apps for their kids, not necessarily buy them, right, but download the free apps or whatever?
Yeah, I think parents, you know, should realize when they're dealing with a company that's truly a kids entertainment company or edutainment company, and they're really trying to offer value and fun play for their kids, as opposed to it being, say, a hardcore gaming company that's trying to target their kids, or perhaps a social messaging app like Snapchat that may have their kids on their platform, right? There's a clear distinction, and they should embrace some of the apps and the app makers that are focused on kids without so much concern around what they're collecting and what they're tracking. You know, if they see something of concern, whether it's an ad or some kind of functionality, then they should certainly raise it and question it and make sure their kids are aware on how to use it. But they, you know, the fears of tracking, I think, should be more focused around the companies that are not supposed to be targeting kids, as opposed to those truly trying to appeal to kids with fun content.
Now, there is a badge that is provided to or can be that the parents can look for from you and from other people, right?
Yes, yes. And our badge is mostly focused on safety as the core. We feel that parents are less concerned generally with, is their child's email address being collected and then used for a newsletter? Or is their child receiving push notifications? Parents really care about that? No, parents care about whether their kids are going to meet strangers online, or are they going to interact with inappropriate content in the mobile or online space. So we through our SEAL program, are focused on the fears that we think parents are concerned with most, first and foremost, which is those things around safety. Is my child going to be harmed by content, by interactions? And then, in addition to that, as a layer on top of that, we say, look, if you're also looking for a COPPA certification, we'll do that on top of the safety certification. But for us, the starting point has to be safety. Not even so much data collection and privacy. It has to be about safety. Appropriate content, appropriate interactions, appropriate messaging. Because I, as a parent of 5 children, ranging from ages 2 to 14, God willing, you know, to me, the only thing that concerns me is not whether they're going to get a push notification or not whether their email address might be collected or not even whether they're being tracked for analytics purposes. What concerns me is that they will see something inappropriate or that they may interact with people they don't know.
I think you've summed it up very well, but if you have anything else you want to add or that I didn't think to ask, didn't know to ask?
I think parents should continue to look out for third-party verifications like ours, because it really does mean that the business that we're certifying is concerned about the fears of parents, and it suggests that they're trying to do something to make parents and kids feel comfortable with using their technology. Unfortunately, oftentimes that goes undervalued or underappreciated, if you will. Oh, it's just another stamp or another seal of approval or another award. And the truth is that some of these awards cost money. Some of them cost a lot of effort. Some of them cost redesigns, complete redesigns of an app to be compliant and to be child-friendly. So I think parents should embrace it more, should look for it more, should encourage the apps that don't have it to get it so that there's an industry standard, a symbol of trust industry-wide that parents around the world can feel good about. And KidSafe is really trying to achieve that.
So to wrap it up, one, I think yours is one of only 5 companies that is authorized by the federal government, regulatory authority.
Yes. Yes, there are actually now 7 COPPA safe harbor certification providers. We're among one of them, and we're growing perhaps at the fastest rate. In part, I think, because of our focus on safety, which is to say, hey, parents, we're here to tell you this is safe. COPPA compliance is a complex law, and it's a complex rubric of guidelines and requirements, most of which parents would never even understand what's allowable and what's not. It's too hard to understand and comprehend for the average person. So, and even myself, as an attorney of 15 years practicing in this space, there are still things which are gray and unclear around compliance. So we are among a few providers that have that status with the Federal Trade Commission. But I think, again, above all else, parents really need to embrace these certifications and look for those things that speak to them the most, which in my mind is safety.
So what do they look for to know that they're certified by you or some other reputable?
So they'll typically see our seal. We require that anyone that is viewed as a member in our program is displaying our seal somewhere within their app or on the App Store listing or perhaps on their website. In fact, our seals are displayed on many offline product packages, including those belonging to some of the tablet makers like Nabi and Curio and others. And we're also now starting to venture into the app connected space, where you're going to start to see our seals used on offline product that has an app integration along with it. So they should look for those on some of the offline products, and they'll typically see it in some of the toy stores, Toys R Us, or even Target and Walmart, and places like that.
Super. Thank you very much.